Here it is!
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Well, it's either the eve of Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve, its own eve, as you're hearing this. Or maybe if it's a podcast, you're hearing it after Christmas. Man, is this going to be a waste of time for you. Because this is the now all but traditional. And it's the only thing that keeps it from being tradition is that I'm the only person who observes it. Traditional version of Le Show aired this time of year, every year, about this time. This time of year, this year, is, I think, especially poignant because as we affect to celebrate a time of peace, the nation's capital is swirling with, among other things, outrage at the prospect that some American troops are going to be withdrawn from areas of conflict. How dare he? I mean, not to say that he did it in the right way or using the processes that are supposed to be used, but the principle of the thing is, how dare he withdraw troops from war zones? And in case you're thinking about the Kurds being left high and dry, it ain't the first time we've done that to them. This should teach them. But this is a time to think about maybe not the best leadership in the world at this time of year. It occurred to us here in New Orleans, where this broadcast originates, some time ago. The one-time mayor is now in jail in Texas. Texas is, I think, where he really wanted to be, certainly after the flooding here, which is why we'll launch this Christmas edition of Le Show with a song I wrote for the former mayor of New Orleans called It's Christmas Wherever You Are.
To be the head of this town. Now some think it's strange that I'm never around. But Houston is nice, and it's not all that far. And it's Christmas wherever you are. New Orleans is great every once in a while to come in for an interview, a wave and a smile. But if I had to stay here, I'd live in a bar. And it's Christmas wherever you are. Holiday time brings the warmth and the cheer. A time without want and a time without fear. A time when I don't really need to be here. My business pals know my email and phone, so I never have to feel all alone. The city it pays for my planes and my car. And it's Christmas wherever you are. Holiday time brings the warmth and the cheer. A time without want and a time without fear. One more time when I don't really need to be here. One of these days I'll move back to stay. There'll be cranes on the skyline, as Ed Blakely would say. Till then I'm content to be a bright distant star. And it's Christmas wherever you are. Yes, it's Christmas wherever you are. Well, you know, man, it's hard.
Tigers. If 52 degrees was way too cold, and he thought those
extra hand. And the only story life was from a snowball stand. I would have to say that's a real good indicator that what we have is the Louisiana Santa. Riding through the night with just a t-shirt on. A Louisiana Santa was alive like a Louis and a belly like a Paul Boudon. A Louisiana Santa. A Louisiana Santa. A
This is Le Show, the Christmas edition. Mentioning poor leadership takes me back to, I think, the first Christmas song I ever created for this program. It was about this time of year in the late 1980s. The head of Panama had just been deposed. You're welcome. And the streets were full of unrest. Manuel Noriega had not yet been captured by the United States. He was our friend until he wasn't, much like Saddam Hussein, much like the Kurds. And it was Christmas in Panama.
It's a holiday today. You can shop, but don't you pay. Break the glass, take what you want, and wheel it all away. It's time to shoot and shout. Noriega's been thrown out. But keep your head down, he's still around. He is mad without a doubt. When you work with CIA, they don't care about what you say. You can rot your brain and deal cocaine. You can even turn out gay. But when they pull the plug, you cannot be slick or smug. It's the end, you're the devil's friend. And they'll squash you like a bug. So trim the tree. Uncle Sam is back to get us on track. Who needs police unless you own a store? Cause it's Christmas in Panama. When you want democracy, it's very plain to see. It's a gift from the Colossus across the Caribbean Sea. We'll keep our heads afloat, maybe eat some goat. And if our luck can hold before we get old, we might even get to vote. If you're wanting Santa Claus, please hold your applause. He's hiding too, he doesn't want to give the Yanks any more last straws. But don't fret and don't you grieve, and don't even try to leave. Just wait to see the fireworks we have for New Year's Eve. So trim the tree with liberty. There'll be more bread because of all the dead. Invasions really are what a friend is for when it's Christmas in Panama.
He wasn't a leader, exactly, although he led us into a lot of trouble. His name was Ahmed Chalabi. In the early 2000s, he was a source relied upon by Dick Cheney, star of a new movie, and the rest of the folks in the Bush administration, a source of information of other sources that led us into the Iraq War. And for a long time, he promoted by the Bush administration as, you know, a probable new leader of the new Iraq. And the first time the Iraqis got a chance to weigh in on that in their first election in 2005, he and his party got 0.35% of the vote right about this time of year.
La, 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 la.
It's Christmas Day. Security's great as long as you don't mind your head on a plate. Electricity's rare. A nice job is rarer. It's a good day to share. Just don't be the sharer. The troops had their turkey. The aroma lingers. We still have purple ink on our fingers. It's a Baghdadi Christmas. Who knew what that meant? Until Ahmad Chalabi got 0.3%. There is nothing sadder than a three-legged wallaby, unless it's Christmas with Ahmad Chalabi. Cheney came visiting, Rumsfeld did too, bearing gifts of fine contracts, new things to do. Some gifts from Iran also under the tree. It's a good day to share, just be the sherry. Nation divided, still didn't dare trust the man who'd hung his hopes with such care. He's not sure he grasps the message they sent. Ahmad Chalabi got 0.3%. What might the odds of a Jordanian collar be? A perfect Christmas for Ahmad Chalabi. Not even Santa's returning his calls. He wished for some luck to go along with his balls. The Yanks will skedaddle, it's too late to stay. Our leaders will guide us the rest of the way. They're more religious than a Christmas Eve mass, which may be why this wise man is back on his ass. Too late devout, newly defunct, like a fruitcake that's been quietly junked. But civil war only a strong man can prevent, even if he only got 0.3%. So what might the odds of him standing much taller be? A comeback next Christmas for Ahmad Chalabi.
There was a time when O.J. Simpson was in jail, serving time not for that thing, but for the other thing.
It's Christmas time for O.J. The bars make a merry clang. He got matching fruitcakes from Van Atter and from Lang. A furry pudding from Furman. Prison food's grim enough. And O.J. sings a jolly refrain. The Goldman's got my stuff. The Goldman's got my stuff. Bing dong, bling. Tinsel on the Joshua tree. It's Christmas time for O.J. Just like it ought to be. Oh, it's Christmas time for O.J. His cellmates made a pact. They'd make him sit on the football, and then they'd watch him act. The warden, he sent a candygram. Smells like droppings from McGruff. And O.J. sings himself to sleep. The Goldman's got my stuff. The Goldman's got my stuff. Rosa Lopez forgot to send a gift, but she did return a broom. Bob Shapiro gave a handmade gift, a free year of LegalZoom. Bruno Mali sent some ugly ass shoes. Prison footwear's kinda rough. And Santa Claus sings in O.J.'s dreams. The Goldman's got your stuff. The Goldman's got your stuff. Bing dong, bling blong. A high desert cooler is home. It's Christmas time
for OJ. Never no more to roam. No, never no more to roam.
Well, it's Christmas time, yes, it's come again, and my heart will break as it must again, seeing all those faces from way back when. So tonight I'll sing Silent Night for you. I could run, I could hide away, but what am I gonna do? This a child all again, Christmas Eve and my stomach churning, waking up to my Christmas stocking, down the stairs and my family waiting there for me. So I'll dress the tree and I'll light the bough, 'cause it makes me feel like you're with me now, and the smile will soften heavy brow. In the dark while I sing Silent Night for you. And I could run, I could hide away, but what am I gonna do? Miss the chance to see you all again, a turkey leg hanging off my plate, Christmas cake, and the world was so safe. Miss you cards from our aunties too, made us laugh, how they made us feel blue. Everyone in their rightful places there with me. Now it's Christmas time, yes it's come again, and my heart will break as it must again. But before I raise a glass with friends, well, I'll sing Silent Night for you.
This sweet time.
No, it's such
such thing. Master bless my man.
Master bless my man. A drag, two's an ordeal. I'm taking this song and I'm
making a meal
like a vocal exercise.
Gone. To me, no, what's this?
Santa drop off a load of leaves.
That's my gift to you in this
It was during the mid-1990s that Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia-Herzegovina, thank you, in the what used to be Yugoslavia, found itself subjected to the longest siege experienced by a capital city in the history of modern warfare. No, they don't give plaques for that. And that occurred during a two-and-a-half-year period, including at this time of the year.
We've just had a visit from Jimmy Carter. They're not shooting much now. The weather's too bad. There's nothing to buy, not much to barter. It's a lovely ceasefire, the best that we've had. 200 miles away from our city, former East Germans get Mercedes-Benzed. Here, where the chatter used to be witty, we're occupied getting ethnically cleansed. It's a Sarajevo Christmas. Christians and Muslims, be of good cheer. There's no goose on the table, but fasting for Ramadan will be easy this year. Our enemies want our city divided. We haven't heard lately from our friends. Isn't this how one world war started? Isn't this how the century ends? We've got more tinsel than NATO protection. Elves would help more than the good old UN. Somebody order
some Kevlar for Santa. Nobody ever say never again. It's a Sarajevo Christmas. Christians and Muslims, be of good cheer. A manger would be an improvement, but we've got peace till the first of the year.
It was just about 10 years ago that we entered this big financial meltdown that was solved only by bailing out the banks. You may remember that. You may be a bank. You may have been basking in the memory. We are now, of course, hearing rumblings from some financial analysts that the next recession is just around the corner, which means this question now gains new relevance. Why no bailout for Santa?
The reindeer are down to kibble, and whatever they can catch. The elves are shopping outlet stores. Their shoes no longer match. The gifts are made in Vietnam. China costs too much. When he takes a gal to Applebee's, Santa's dining Dutch. Santa Claus can't get financing. He's caught in the credit crunch. He'll fit through a lot more chimneys, 'cause the big guy's skipping lunch. Why not a bailout for Santa? He feels supremely subprime. Maybe J.P. Morgan will buy him. He's running out of time. They're grasping at straws at the House of Claus. The children are getting black and white cards instead of dolls and toys. And if Santa's not careful, there'll be IOUs for the sweet little girls and boys. The ermine's been trimmed off his collars, replaced with cheap plastic foam. The North Pole's warming up anyway. It's no place like home. Santa Claus can't get financing. Bankruptcy's looking good. It's loose change that he believes in as he flies through your neighborhood. Why not a bailout for Santa? He feels supremely subprime. Maybe J.P. Morgan will buy him. He's running out of time. How about a bailout for Santa? A few billion should do the trick. Put away your hanky, email Bernanke, let the Fed take over St. Nick. Let the Fed take over St. Nick.
The trouble started when we started to talk. My husband Joseph and me went for a walk. He saw my belly and broke out in a sweat. He said,
how can you be pregnant? I ain't touched you yet.
I like to think I'm not the gullible type. Don't go for male exaggeration or hype. So when I tell you this, it's gonna sound odd. Portal for the Son of God. How did this thing get in me? Only God knows if I haven't been with Joseph, but apparently that's no guarantee. So how did this thing get in me? I'm educated as a
shepherd's wife gets. I know where babies come from, I got pets. And Joseph spends all his time with the sheep, but you know, I'm told that's a cliche. I don't remember no romantic date, so now I'm thinking it was something I ate. I am a virgin and that ain't no joke. What you said? You know, I think my holy water just broke. How did this thing get in me? Only God knows if I have a man with Joseph, but apparently that's no guarantee. So how did this thing get in me? You know, when I was a little girl, my mother said to me, Mary, if you play with those boys, you're gonna get trouble. When do I get to play with the boys? Back at the stable now, I'm starting to push. The cattle are lowing and there's hay in my tush. They give me frankincense and gold and some myrrh, but you know, a good old epidural's what I'd seriously prefer. I couldn't make up more incredible things. This is a trio of the holiest kings, and I believe them because I'm told that they're wise when they say that there's a miracle just north of my thighs. This thing get in me. Only God knows if I have a man chosen, but apparently that's no guarantee. And despite good behavior, I'm carrying the Savior. I'm all aglow with divinity. So how did this thing get in me?
You know, occasionally this time of year, my friends will say to me, Mr. Willard. And they call me Mr. Willard because most of them have always felt a little uncomfortable around me. They'll say, what is the true story of Christmas? And I said, come on, everyone knows it. And I know we've heard it 1,000 times, but I think this is the time and the place. TJ, I think you're right on cue there. So bear with me for the 1,001 first time. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Caesar's wife, the evil queen, spent her days shopping and looking in the mirror, saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? One day the mirror answered, it's your stepdaughter, the beautiful Maid Marian. The queen decreed that a hunter should take Marian out into the woods and cut out her heart. But Marian escaped, and a handsome prince found her slipper and followed her. He found her in a manger in Bethlehem, doing the only work she could do, scrubbing floors and taking care of a baby boy child named Jesus. But whose baby was it? Nobody knew. So, I know you've heard it all, but just... So the prince and Marian and Jesus went to live in the prince's castle and be happy ever after. But the wicked queen kept searching for them. And on December 7th, a day that will live in infamy, she captured Marian and Jesus and hid them in a cave. She left them one candle with enough oil to last for only 7 days. This was called the dreidel. Well, everyone went crazy. The birds were flying all over the place, and the Japanese were fighting the Germans. And the Germans were fighting the Russians, and Marian's little friends, Grumpy and Sneezy and Groucho, went to Santa's kingdom in the North Pole to get him to help. They thought he was dead, but a kiss from Grumpy awoke him. And it came to pass that Santa called out some reindeer. And together, Dasher and Dancer and Donder and Blitzen, Sneezy and Grumpy and Groucho and Vixen flew to Bethlehem to try to save them. But lo, they couldn't find the cave. And you know how where this goes. If you want to say it with me, please feel free. And it came to pass that Groucho's brother Zeppo had become an agent and enlisted the aid of Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer to lead them. Now a star shone in the east, and the shepherds were sore and afraid. And And Franklin Roosevelt, a great man, calmed them, saying, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." They found three wise men and bribed them with gold and Frank's incense and myrrh, which is a drink of milk and honey, like mead. And the wise men pointed to where Jesus and Maid Marian were trapped. Well, together they huffed and they puffed and they rolled away the stone. And many people don't believe this, but you have to believe. They rolled away the stone, blocking the entrance, and saved them. And the baby Jesus came out and saw his own shadow. I know you've heard it a million times, but... And he proclaimed there would be 6 more weeks of winter, and to this day, that's why the baseball season doesn't start until April. And the 7 dwarfs chased the wicked queen back to her castle, and then Cupid shot her with an arrow, and she was filled with love and realized that being the second best-looking woman in the world wasn't all that bad. At least she believed she was the second best-looking. And after all, the mirror wasn't about to correct her. And Santa celebrated by going all over the world and giving out presents, and that's why we celebrate Christmas on December 25th. And as Santa flew overhead to the North Pole, he was heard to cry, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." And everyone's heart from that day forward was filled with love. And that's why, on the day after Christmas, department stores throw open their doors and offer great sales. It's the true story of Christmas. Thank you.
Well, Panama is not the only place south of the border that Santa Claus gets to, of course. And there's a place that's been operating now for, more than a decade. It was supposed to have been closed. Then it was supposed to have been reopened and filled with more people, bad guys, bad hombres. It just seems to exist in its own little world, with its own little court system, despite all the waves of change that buffer us. And one of the few visitors that's allowed to enter those walls on the island of Cuba is good old Saint Nick.
The had to show picture ID. The reindeer got special screening. The gifts were all x-rayed, then thrown away, despite Santa's intervening. A 14-year-old got a new bar of soap shoved through the slot in his door. Somebody's driver got a coupon from Saks and a gift card for lawyers to get him some more. The seagulls were filling a light blue sky while drones and choppers flew lazily by. The Cuban sun shone so brightly that day when Santa Claus came to Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay. The old man with dementia was overjoyed. He opened his empty box first. The guards had removed ribbon and wrap from the ones called the worst of the worst. They roughly impounded Rudolph's red nose. It set off all kinds of alarms. The party was running 12 hours late on its scheduled departure for Midwestern farms. Castro was having a fortified drink, not really knowing what he should think or what he should take. Several hours to say when Santa Claus came to Guantanamo Bay. To Guantanamo Bay. Special environment greeted the crew. It had to make Santa so proud that on this one night, heavy metal was gone. It was carols being played way too loud. The jolly old fella brought a message of light. Gifts are mightier than swords. But he couldn't resist while he was there for the night, putting some elves on the waterboard. The seagulls were filling a light blue sky while drones and choppers flew lazily by. The Cuban sun shone so brightly that day when Santa Claus came to Guantanamo Bay. To Guantanamo Bay. To Guantanamo Bay.
And across the world, there's another war going on. Another place that, at least we're led to believe, President Trump is desirous of withdrawing some troops from, which there, site of America's longest war. One of the major cities, and I said major cities, yes, there is Kandahar.
We've still got Karzai. We've still got Haqqani. For one day, maybe it's okay to be Afghani. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. It's the only place to hang anything there. The gift has been given, the Taliban beaten. No reindeers will visit. They know they'll be eaten. We've made such progress. We've come so far. Now it's Christmas in Kandahar. We fought side by side with Uzbeki and Turka. We've shaved off the beard and thrown off the burqa. It's so reassuring as we sit home alone to hear right above us a predator drone. Santa's crossed off his list the land where we dwell. We've been naughty this year and Muslim as well. John Kerry came by in an armored car. Must be Christmas in Kandahar. We've mastered the art of trimming the tree. We've covered it with a fine coat of explosive debris. There's no way to drive and no way to call. There's no stuff in the stores. There aren't any stores. And there isn't a moon. There's no little elves and no Charlie Brown. Just 4,000 Marines out on the town. Ramadan this year was strictly subpar. Now it's Christmas in Kandahar.
I get the holiday fever now. Every time you walk by my house, yeah, you fire me up. Though a cold front is turning the weather, if Santa asked me for what I wish, I'd point to you and say, there she is. I've been a real good boy. Do you think we could get together? Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
My backyard Christmas tree.
Got to get you.
Come rock the swing with me. Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
And I can see you've been eyeing me too. Let's celebrate the Yuletide getting and giving. We'll spike the eggnog, darling. There's a season right here in New Orleans. Gonna raise a glass and toast to loving and living. Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Got to get you under my tree. What a lovely present this would be. Got to get you under my tree. I put on a little Dr. John. Wrap you up in my arms. Tell the ghost from Christmas past. I got the spirit. You under my tree.
Got to
get you. My backyard Christmas tree. Tree.
Got to get you.
What a lovely present this would be. Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
What a Christmas this would be. Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
Come rock the swing with me.
Got to get you.
Got to get you under my tree.
Got to get you.
I had a star for you and me.
Got to get you under my tree.
Under my tree.
Got to get you.
Don't make me wait till Christmas Eve.
Got to get you under
oh,
my tree.
Under my tree.
During this show, you've heard from Amy Engelhart, Judith Owen, Sonny Landreth, Wayne Toups, contributing, and Fred Willard, of course, contributing their Christmas efforts. And now, finally, this year, it seems like a long time ago, it's a cliche now, but it was only beginning of October. Remember way back then when the country was momentarily transfixed by a set of hearings involving a nominee to be and eventually did become our newest Supreme Court justice, a gentleman by the name of, well, Brett Kavanaugh, unless you read his best friend's Romana Clef of their college days together, where he was cleverly disguised as Bart Kavanaugh, but we'll call him Brett. And it was a controversial set of hearings, a controversial testimony by both now Justice Kavanaugh and another witness. And it seemed to me that there was only one part left out, which was his memories of Christmas time.
I don't remember Christmas during my youthful years. Oh, I recall some gifts, some laughter too. I know I remember the beers. I liked beers. The guys and I would sing carols so loud it could cover the screams. But I don't remember Christmas except for in my dreams. I don't remember Christmas. I know it sounds strange to say. I never really fully blacked out, but I browned out for much of the day. Now everything's nice at New Year's. The girls like beers, so it seems I still like beers. But I don't remember Christmas except for in my dreams. I'm wearing a robe this Christmas at home and on the job. I might hoist a beer while still be robed, just to spite the mob. I still like beers. I'm not looking forward to Christmas. I'll be part of so many memes. But I hope I remember this Christmas, 'cause I've stopped remembering my dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude this oh-so-special edition of the show. The program returns, wow, next week. At the same time on radio and whenever you want it on your audio device of choice. Maybe you've got a new audio device this holiday season. Wouldn't that be fun? And it would be just like getting a new audio device if you'd agree to join with me then. Maybe a smart speaker? Alexa, turn on the thing you don't know how to find. But it would be like that if you'd agree to join with me then. Would you already? Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Seeing a new dad band starting in the new year. People recently freed from the duties in the administration. The adults in the room, look for them to tour this summer. A tip of the show, chapeau to the San Diego, Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Hawaii desks. Thanks, as always, to Pam Halstead and to Jenny Lawson at WWNO New Orleans for help with today's program. The email address for this broadcast, a playlist of the music heard here on, and your chance to get Cars I Talk t-shirts just in time for Martin Luther King Day, all at harryshearer.com. And oh yes, I'm on Twitter at the Harry Shearer. Show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of WWNO New Orleans, flagship station of the Change is Easy Radio Network. So long from New Orleans.